Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Melbourne Cup Day is over and we move to Saturday at Rose Hill. It's the Million Dollar Golden Gift. This is a race that's got a substantial kick for the two-year-olds, and Bjorn Baker's there with a horse called Melkovic. Morning to you, Bjorn.
Morning, Andrew.
This is a good story, this one. Take us through what's unfolded for you to be the trainer for Derby Racing.
Well, I'm really the lucky recipient of getting Melkovic. They bought him. The ready run sale was in England, so only sort of 3 weeks ago he'd already won a trial, and then he had another good trial. So I'm very much lucky to get what seems to be a ready-made natural two-year-old.
Jean Dubois was the trainer when it had its first trial at Rose Hill. But the other day, gee, he just looked a natural colt the way he did it in that second Rose Hill trial.
Yeah, he was very good. It was hard to get a guide on him going into that trial, but he jumped, put himself right there, and really travelled comfortably and beautifully throughout.
That was the key to him. I know the margins in trials can often get blown away, and the horse won by 6 lengths, nearly 7 lengths, but it was just, he just did it so easily, or appeared to.
Yeah, he did indeed, and that was the really exciting thing. I think that he seemed to do it nicely, travel well, and he ran a good time as well.
So since you've had him in the 3 and a bit weeks that you've had him, I mean, has he just walked in and thought, gee, you're a nice horse?
Yeah, well, he's done everything right. He's been very laid back. He's a really relaxed customer. And I think that attitude will carry him a long way going forward. So at this stage, he's been a breeze. He's done everything right. He's come in, he hasn't put a foot wrong.
So a race like this just pops up at a beautiful time, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does indeed. So it's sort of, timing-wise, it's worked out brilliantly. And I think that was in the back of Derby's head when they bought him. So once again, I'm the lucky recipient of a very promising horse.
You do train a few of them there. How many have you got for Derby, Bjorn?
I've got a fair few. Yeah. I haven't really tallied them up, but of course, Sam it out.
He's the one
flag bearer for us both, and horses like Irithea, who's back in work. She's going to go towards the Magic Millions. I think she'll be very competitive, and a number of other promising horses, even Foreign Territory. He's looking to run the Sedda. I've got a horse called Canasta from Europe, who's a very promising horse. He's won his last couple impressively. He's gone for a break. They just bought another exciting horse. I think the Melbourne Cup forms worked around well with a horse from Europe last week called Harpo Mark. So, no, it's exciting. They've been great supporters of mine, and we've had a lot of fun together. Long may it continue.
You've got to have the support, obviously, in maintaining your business, but there's some really talented horses. You mentioned Sama Doubt. We move on pretty quickly, but what an exciting spring he gave everyone.
Yeah, he did amazingly well, and now he really stepped up. Even in the autumn when he won the Canberra Cup, he took a step up, and then he took another step up in the spring. So he's been great. He's in the paddock at the moment. He's having a good break before hopefully hitting some of the autumn races sort of first up, and hopefully with a bit of a fitness advantage over some of them.
And do you think you've got an ideal picture on his best distance?
Oh, I think it's probably around that sort of 1,400 to a mile. It's just a matter of, I guess it's horses for courses and races that suit. I think he's definitely better on top of the ground when he can be allowed to sort of do his own thing. So that's the key.
Yep, understand. And I know, just going back to the two-year-old that's running on Saturday, I know that they put the tongue tie on early. That was well before you even got him.
Yeah, it was. So he didn't trial with it last time, though, so I may have to think about what we do with that in the next this morning anyway.
Righto. Okay, so we'll wait and see what you do with that. But listening to you, mate, for people that go and see the trial, they'll obviously be impressed just the way that the horse extended, did it nicely and has come out of it really well. A barrier's crucial for him?
Oh, I think it's a big help with two-year-olds in particular, so it just makes it a little bit easier if you can do no work. It's still the shortest way home, and I think they do benefit from the rail.
All right, well, mate, we're about to have a quick word shortly with Scott Darby, we hope, just about particularly that new horse that they've purchased. But let's hope it all goes to plan on Saturday with this two-year-old. It's a $1 million race, $580,000 to the winner. The Golden Gift has been there, but this is one race that's got a massive kick along, and we hope that all the two-year-olds enjoy it on the weekend. Thanks for your time, Bjorn.
Thanks, Andrew.